You're riding alone on a moonlit but starless night. You just missed your exit. Now there's only one way back home. So sit back, open your ears, and hold on tight. Because you're about to take a quick detour through Uncanny County.
This is the best one in the state?
That's what I'm told.
Thanks again for coming with me.
What's 3.5 hours among friends? You sure you want to do this?
It's imperative, Topher. The play was my last chance.
Kimber, you're gonna get Juliet.
The new girl doesn't get the lead. God, it smells like old ladies gardening.
That's patchouli. Hello? Anyone back there?
Salutations, and welcome to Totally Witchin'. How may I serve you?
I want to be popular.
Oh, is that all?
So, you'll help me?
No, out of your price range.
You don't understand. I was just getting somewhere in my old town, but we had to move.
My heart bleeds.
I'm out of time. It's my senior year. This is supposed to be the best time of my life, and if it is, then my life really sucks.
So, what do you got? Some kind of spell? Magic oils? A naked ritual in the woods kind of?
We're not taking our clothes off.
I'm kidding. You're my friend, girl, not my girlfriend. There's boundaries. I get that. But if it would help, then for your sake, I would totally...
No spells. Not for the likes of you. But maybe...
Whoa. It's beautiful. What kind of crystal is that?
Trade secret. But the chain is 100% silver. Plated. Hold it.
Whoa. What does it do?
Let's just say it will bring out the best you... And everyone will notice.
What's the catch?
No catch. Just a cost. A very high cost.
Ooh, tragically ironic misunderstandings? Be careful what you wish for. Too much of a good thing?
Maybe. I don't know. They just came in. I just meant, you know, the cost.
$500 for a crystal charm?
You're not paying for the charm. You're paying for the magic they put in it. I knew it wasn't for you.
I'll work in the store. Pay it off?
No credit. No layaways.
There's no way I can possibly...
Then you don't really want it. If you did, you'd find a way. Now give it here.
So if I was rich, I could have it? That's so unfair. Rich kids get everything.
Life's unfair? Aw. Did they teach you that in... Ma'am! Your kids can't play with... An athame is not a toy!
Great. Come on, let's go. Topher, are you coming?
Yeah, on my way. Thank you, sir. You have a lovely establishment. Here, take it.
What? How did you?
He didn't lock the case.
Topher.
He'll never notice there's like 20 of them in there.
It's magic. We can't steal magic.
We can if we get out of here. Do you want it or not?
Yeah. Let's go. Go.
1985. Kimber Spaulding, the new girl at Heller High School, is convinced that if she just knew the right people and said the right things, her life would be a teenage dream. But if this magic charm does help her find her way to the in crowd, Kimber would do well to remember that not all dreams are happy ones, especially in Uncanny County.
Come on, Kimber. She said she'd post it before first period.
Ladies.
Hey, Tove.
Mayhap I should accustom myself to calling me Romeo.
Have you seen it?
I'm choosing to think positive. How about you? Feeling any different today?
Invisible as always told you it wouldn't work.
We'll see. But you'll still get the part.
It's not my turn.
It's not fair. You were the best.
Miss Davenport's new. And she's for real. She was an actress in New York. Now that she's the drama teacher, the old rules don't apply.
Tell that to Stacy Standish.
Maybe Rosalind? Or Lady Capulet?
Oh God, here she comes.
I can't look.
Before I post this, I just want you all to know that I had to make some very hard decisions. You all impressed me. Some surprised me. And I think some of you are going to be surprised. Here we go.
Oh my God. Nurse! Yes!
Paris? Who the hell's Paris?
I can't look. Just tell me. What?
Oh, for Pete's sake, allow me. For never was a tale of such woe than that of Kimber Spaulding and her Romeo.
Oh my God.
Is Paris a good part? Wait, Mitch Ryan is Romeo?
I got the part!
This is bad.
You're gonna kiss Mitch Ryan?
I actually got the part!
It's not your turn.
Bran, you said I deserved it.
But it's not your turn. There are implications.
It's just a play.
Not to Stacey's Standish. She's been in every play. She's a senior. It's her turn. And Mitch playing Romeo makes it 10 times worse.
She likes Mitch?
Yes, shockingly, the most popular girl in school likes the best-looking guy in school. Where have you been?
Oh, God, I am doomed.
We're your friends, by association. We're all doomed.
We're about to find out. Stacey Standish at 2 o'clock.
Oh, God.
I don't even have time to hurl.
Kimber Spaulding? Who the hell is Kimber Spaulding?
Hi, I'm Kimber.
Oh. Hi, I feel like I should hate you right now, but I don't. Somehow, you were the best one at the callback, and I don't know why I'm saying that out loud. It must just be that you're amazing, and I think you're awesome.
Thank you.
You are welcome. And I'm... Who's Lady Capulet?
Her mom.
You're
her mom?
Awesome. I get to play your mom. You better do your homework, young lady.
Okay.
Let's do this. See you at rehearsal.
Yeah. Bye. That was...
unprecedented?
Big time.
Pretty spiffy.
Spiffy? No one in the history of theater has ever been that happy to play Lady Capulet. No, she's plotting your doom. She must be. This isn't how it works. Stacey Standish
is your biggest fan. You've arrived.
She seemed sincere.
If Hellerhite is hell, then Stacey is the devil. Remember Ellen Fleming?
They never proved that was Stacey.
Tell that to Ellen's eyebrows, if they ever grow back. Oh, God, it's going to be Thunderdome in miniskirts.
Or it's going to be fine. You know, like magic.
Topher, you don't just magically... Oh, my God.
Oh, my what?
Nothing. You think?
Let's find out.
I have an idea.
How do I look?
Utterly ridiculous, but kind of hot.
I look like the dork to end all dorks.
It's cool. Well, it will be.
I have a ponytail on the side of my head. This was a bad idea. See? See, I need to take this down now.
Wait.
Oh my God. They're putting their hair in ponytails.
On the side of their heads.
I told you.
I want your heads in the game this weekend, especially you, Mitch. Can't have Romeo off mooning over his Juliet. Got me?
Gotcha, Coach. Seriously, dude, you're like the luckiest dude in the whole school. Kimber Spaulding is so hot.
She's more than that, Bryce. There's something about her.
And you get to kiss her in front of the whole school. Stacey's going to be so jealous.
Oh.
Kimber, you're sitting with Stacey Standish?
As if. Kimber, let me sit with her.
Join us, Fran.
I love your hair like that.
Thanks. Not sure why I changed it. I feel kind of off balance, but in a good way.
Attention, everyone. We've added up your votes, and your Heller High School class president is Kimber Spaulding.
Oh my God.
You weren't even running.
I know.
We're coming at you with all videos all day, all night. This is Myra Quill on VTV. Coming up...
Kimber's even cooler than Myra Quill.
Nobody's cooler than Myra Quill.
Quiet, I want to hear this one.
Hey, we're only listening to VTV in study hall because Kimber wants to, so why don't you all zip it and let the girl listen?
Thanks, Mr. Mal.
And don't forget about homecoming next weekend when our Heller High hyenas will devour
I'll the bet you get homecoming queen.
No way.
She'd be the ultimate homecoming queen.
Look, there's rules. You have to be in color guard, a cheerleader, or in pom-pom.
I think this is color guard's year.
As if. Kimber was on pom squad at her old school.
Oh, God, I wish you were on Palm Squad. It would be so much cooler.
Her mom has her on videotape. She's amazing.
I'm all right, but tryouts were last year. C'est la vie.
Tragic.
So not fair. Wait, I've got it. Coming through! Coming through!
Stacy, where are you?
What are you?
Oh my God. Stacy?
Can you feel it? Fall's flying in, and that means one thing, homecoming. And this year, VTV is bringing the party to you.
Hey, Stacy.
Hey, Kimber.
I just wanted to check on you. Make sure you're okay.
I'm fine. Oh.
I mean, no. I came to find out why.
What do you mean?
You threw yourself down the stairs. Why?
So you could be in Pom Pom. Duh. It worked, right?
Yeah. They put me in as an emergency replacement.
Ta-da! Ah, totally worth it.
That's crazy. Don't you see that's crazy?
No, you're crazy. You are.
Stacy? I guess you could use the sleep.
Wow, that's a lot of plaster.
All thanks to me.
What? Whoa, 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 whoa. This wasn't your fault.
Of course it was. I've got to stop this.
No, no. Stacy's always been a little unstable.
Unstable? She threw herself down two flights of stairs so I could be a pom-pom girl.
Didn't you want to be on Pom Squad?
Not like that.
Look, Stacy's evil. She's always been evil, but she looks out for the people she cares about.
She doesn't know me. You know as well as I do. It's this charm. It's not right. We've got to do something, and we've got to do it now.
Do what?
Mitch. Hi. I mean, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Topher.
Oh.
Funny story, we've never spoke, even though we've always been in the same class, except for fifth
grade. So,
She's okay. Groggy, but okay.
Who is?
Stacy. Stacy Standish. She fell down two flights of stairs.
Oh, yeah, good. I mean, I came to see you.
Oh.
Really?
You need a ride to rehearsal?
My car's here.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Hey, I know you're really good at acting, and maybe you could, help me with saying my lines, and, you know, how to say lines?
Or maybe basic English.
Ow.
Happy to. When?
I don't know, now?
Okay. I should have been more strange, I must confess, but that thou overheardst ere I was ware, my true love's passion. Therefore pardon me, and not impute this yielding to light love, which the dark night hath so discovered.
Lady, by yonder blessed moon I swear, that tips with silver all these Fruity Loops? They had Fruit Loops back then?
It's fruit tree tops.
Right. It's really dark in here. I gotta fix that dome light.
Cool car, though.
And I'm totally not an actor. I never should have done this.
You'll be fine. The curtain will go up, and you will just...
Not the play. I'm nervous. Never mind. You sure do know a lot about this play. Have you done it before?
No, God, no. I've seen it. A lot. It's my favorite. But I don't know why people think it's so romantic. Two kids who ought to be together getting ripped apart by society. It's sad. Tragic. I hear it's sad. What do I know?
You don't have to do that.
What?
Act like you don't know stuff. I like that you're smart.
Thanks.
You're different. In a good way.
You're not quite how I imagined either. Also, in a good way.
This is nice.
Yeah.
You know, I just auditioned because you... did.
Oh.
Wow. I don't know why I said that. Maybe we should take a break.
No, it's nice. It's nice to hear. And we are almost to the part where they, you know, kiss. And we should probably...
save it for rehearsal, right?
Probably, but No, we should wait. Right?
Your call.
Well, if it's up to me. Topher!
Hey, rehearsal's about to start, and they need the leads, apparently.
Save something for the stage, my little lovebirds.
Right. Let's go.
Mitch, you go ahead. I'll be right there.
Don't.
Topher.
Just go.
Look, you knew I liked him.
And you always get what you want. You're not in such a hurry to get rid of your magic spell now that it's landed you Mitch Ryan.
Maybe. I don't know. People just follow me. They do what I want, and I don't understand it. It obviously doesn't work on you.
I know your secret. Why? What do you want from me?
Your friendship.
I know. Just friends.
Not just friends. Friends. Real friends.
You know how I feel about you. You have to know.
I can't help that. I'm sorry.
Now you're sorry for me.
No, that's not what I... Topher, you're my friend.
Am I?
Topher.
Kimber, you okay?
I'm fine, Fran. It's Topher. It's just... it's hard to explain.
Because I will murder his scrawny ass.
It's fine. But thank you for the laugh. I really need...
I'm dead serious. I will straight up kill that little prick, and you can bathe in his blood. Say the word.
Oh my god. Fran?
Well, well. Salutations. What would you like to steal from me today?
I'm sorry, and... I didn't steal it. I just kept it.
Semantics. I take it. It's working.
Can you stop it?
Sure. Do you have a receipt?
I'm sorry. I made a mistake.
I can't help you. It's yours now.
I can't do this. People are following me like I'm a god or something. They'd do anything for me.
Tell them to fix this for you.
Why won't you help me? I want you to help me.
Oh, your wish is my command.
Seriously? Are you as dumb as you look with that ponytail on the side of your head? I know about the charm. It won't work on me.
Someone's going to get hurt.
Someone always does. Are we done here? Because it's Myra Quill's block on VTV.
It's almost time. Are you excited? I am. Our scouts have been watching. We've been watching the tapes, you guys.
When did she start wearing her hair like that?
We thought this would
be a really tough
The ponytail skin. On the side, like you.
Oh, here we go. My god.
Are you ready? The first annual VTV Homecoming Bash will take place at Heller High School in Heller, Texas. Heller High takes the honors because it is the home of the coolest of the cool, Kimber Spaulding. Oh my god, Kimber, we love you.
Whoa. Topher, thank god.
I see you weren't in school today. Not that I noticed.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing sunglasses? And a scarf? It's not that cold. Oh, you don't want to be seen with me.
No, I don't want to be seen. At all. It's hard to explain. I'm glad you're here.
Uh-huh. We're getting slaughtered. It's kind of awesome. Why aren't you down there with the squad?
I quit. I'm quitting.
After all Stacy gave up for you. Too busy sucking face with Romeo?
I quit the play, too.
Seriously? Mitch quit the team to focus on the play. That's why we're getting slaughtered. Well done, genius. Gift of the magic.
Magi. I want to be invisible again. I'm throwing this damn charm into the lake.
You think that'll work?
I don't know. I don't know what will happen. I just wanted to warn you, just in case.
Warn me? I'm not the one throwing a plus infinity charm of popularity into Lake Lackadaisia.
Not that. I was mad at you.
You were mad at me? That's rich.
I was afraid someone might try to hurt you for me.
Okay.
Oh my god, there she is.
I've gotta go. Be careful.
That's sweet. Now you're acting like you care.
Don't be like that. Watch your back. Please.
Gotcha.
All right, then. I guess that's that.
Kimber.
Fran, you scared me.
Why did you do that?
Don't worry about it. Everything should be fine now. I'm so glad to see you. Why are all those people here?
We followed you. Mr. Mal drove us over in the bus.
Hey, Kimber.
We're worried about you. We've missed you.
I saw you last night at rehearsal.
And you weren't in school today. And we heard you quit the play. And we've missed you. Swim team! Kimber lost her necklace in the lake. Find it.
No problem. Guys, go!
No, I'm good. Really. Why won't you listen to me?
It's for your own good.
This is insane.
It's for your own good. Now let's go. Telfer is waiting.
Fran.
Everyone's there. Everyone's gonna see.
No.
It's what you wanted. You want this. And we're making it happen. All of it. You're already late. You don't want to miss the big moment.
No. No.
Get in there! You can't hide from your destiny.
But
it's time. This is happening.
No, no.
Is she here? Let's go then. We're behind. Myra Quill back on the air with VTV's first annual homecoming bash. We're live at Heller High School, and she's here. She is finally here.
God, what's wrong with everyone? Mitch,
where is he?
Mitch, what's happening?
So beautiful.
Is he ready?
Heller High School, I present to you your 1985 homecoming queen, the one, the only, Kimber Spaulding.
Go, get on stage.
Mitch, this isn't right. Everyone.
You know you want this. Now get up there and take it.
No, I don't want this. Not like this.
Your life is going to change forever.
And your homecoming king.
Mitch, we've got to stop them.
Topher Jameson.
Ta-da.
I thought they would...
What? Murder the most popular guy in school? Smile! Party pics!
How are you doing this?
What do you think? I got my own charm.
What?
Isn't that what you wanted? You could rule this school with the kind of guy who really deserves you.
And now, their first dance as homecoming king and queen.
Deserves me?
It's like that stupid play. Except look at everyone out there. They know we belong together.
What have you done?
Oh, and here's your charm. You better put it back on.
No.
Two of the guys on the swim team drowned looking for it. I don't know their names, but it's very sad. Put it on. It's us. Don't you see? It's our destiny.
Destiny? What is your malfunction?
Don't embarrass me. Put it on.
Fine.
Hey, wait. Where are you going?
Oh, hi, Kimber. I'm a big fan.
Thanks. This is live, right?
Across the country. Everyone is watching.
Great. Can I have the microphone?
Oh my God, yes. It's an honor.
Wait. If she gets to make a speech, I do. I'm more popular than she is.
Yeah, that's right.
You're next. Save the best for last, right? I'm just warming them up for you.
Okay.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kimber. I guess you all know that. I'm popular. You all love me, but it's all a lie.
No, we love you.
You don't.
No, Kimber.
You love this. This crappy necklace, this crystal. It's magic.
That's enough.
Wait, your turn. This is all for you. I promise it'll be worth it. But it's true. It's magic. Magic. That's the only reason you like me. And Topher's got one just like it. I guess they're linked. Think about it. Look at your homecoming king. Do you remember anything about him before yesterday? It's these goddamn charms. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I'm going to prove it. See, we are linked. We're tied up in this together, and I have a theory that you'll go back to seeing us just as we really are if I destroy this crystal.
No! You bitch!
It's over.
I made you famous!
Look, he's crying. Cry, baby.
I gave you everything you wanted. You owe me.
No, not like that.
This wasn't supposed to happen. You said this would work.
Topher.
You said this would work.
What are you even?
I'm not talking to you.
I'm just coming through. Hi. He's talking to me.
Miss Davenport?
Yeah. Mea culpa.
I don't understand.
Oh, remember when you stole the charm?
That was also me.
Damn. You are a good actress.
Thank you.
You helped him with this? Why?
Oh, let's just say if you ever sell your soul for an acting career, be sure and read the fine print. Seriously, you would not believe the gigs I've had to take.
You cast me as Juliet to make me popular?
No. I cast you as Juliet because you were the best. I may be an evil minion of the Dark Lord, but I have respect for William Shakespeare.
Really?
And you were already popular. People like you. You just couldn't see it. He's the one that needed help.
Screw you.
You wish. Now, about your tab.
The deal's off. I wanted her. I deserve her.
Excuse me?
The deal was to make her popular, then the addendum to make you popular. That's it. Read your contract.
Then fix my charm. Make me popular.
Willful destruction of magical property is not covered by our standard warranty.
I didn't destroy mine.
They're linked. Maybe you should have filled her in. Now, time to pay up.
Pay up?
He owes my boss a virgin. I don't know. Apparently they taste better.
Fine. She's all yours.
Fuck you.
Again, I direct you to your contract. The party of the first part, that's you, is wholly responsible for any and all debts incurred, particularly as it pertains to sacrificial virgins.
What makes you think I'm a...
Oh, please.
Wait. Wait. Define virgin.
Whoa!
What?
Okay, then. Kimber, just so you know, VTV lost their live feed when you broke the spell. Everyone here will forget most of this. You won't.
Not sure I could. Thank you?
Yeah, it's a living.
Bye.
Enjoy your senior year.
Are we on? So, hey, everyone, we're back. Technical difficulties, but here we are. At Heller High, apparently. We'll have more of our VTV homecoming bash right after this word from New Coke. Heller High? Why aren't we at Shermer High School? That's where all the cool kids are. I mean, have you seen John Bender?
Fran,
dude, is
you okay?
Radical.
Yeah. What the? It's homecoming already? Wait, you're the queen? How exactly?
Who knows? Popularity's weird. Mitch.
Congratulations, m'lady. Who's the king again?
No clue.
Guess we'll have to live in a mariachi.
Matriarchy?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry, nervous. And a little fuzzy. But I'm good with a matriarchy. I also like mariachi.
Me too. What do you remember?
I remember how good you were at the auditions for the play. And that I said you were the only reason I auditioned.
Wait. That was before I got the charm.
What charm?
Nothing. So, Mitch Ryan, do you want to dance or what?
High school can be hell, but if you're lucky, you just might occasionally stumble across a moment of pure magic. Not the kind that costs you your eternal soul, but the kind that only exists under blinking lights and tissue paper flowers. The kind of magic that lives in your memory and can sometimes carry you through your darkest nights in Uncanny County.
Uncanny County is the unholy creation of Todd Faulkner and Allison Crane. It's produced by Todd Faulkner, Allison Crane, and William Franke, and our executive producer is Jessica Walker. Tonight's episode, Homecoming Queen of the Damned, was written and produced by Todd Faulkner. It featured original music by Matthew C. Pritchard and was recorded and mastered by Kevin Ramsey. It featured Devin McCall as Kimber, Timothy Regan as Topher, Rebecca Benzel as Fran, Rachel Moulton as Stacy, Spencer S. Scott as Mitch, and Jacqueline Landgraf as Ms. Davenport, along with the vocal talents of John Fico, William Franke, Todd Faulkner, and a special appearance by Lauren Shippen as VTV VJ Myra Quill. Enjoying your trips to Uncanny County? Please consider supporting us on Patreon. Your monthly contribution will help us to continue bringing our special brand of weirdness to your ears. This is Allison Crane from Uncanny County, reminding you that the more things change, the more you realize everything around you has been stolen and replaced with an exact duplicate.